Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Vince.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are the lead pastors of the Outlet Community Church. And wherever you are in the world, our heart is to add value to your life.
That's right.
Whether it's an encouraging word, whether it's a topic in the Bible, whether it's a life skill that you're looking to develop and hone in on, allow us to be an outlet for you.
Yes, and our prayer is that wherever you are, whether you're right here in service or you're out in the world in the nation, listen, our prayer is that God meets you right where you are. We all have needs, we all have things, but our God is able, and He's able to bless you and get you where you need to be.
We have hundreds of hours of digital content that is available for you to consume free of charge. Freely we receive, freely we want to give it back to you. So make it a point to check out our page, check out our website at theoutletcommunity.com, and you'll be able to find countless hours of videos, podcasts, and other material to help you grow in your walk with God.
Hey, if you like some of the content, like, subscribe, share it, and we'd love that. See your family and friends.
So open up your heart and get ready to receive all that God has for you.
Verses. It's going to be verses 40 through 45. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 40 through 45. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible. And here's what the Word of the Lord says. And if you all don't mind, I want to turn right here. I have it right here, but I want to turn right here. And here's what the Word of the Lord says. It says, "And a leper came to him," being Jesus, "imploring him," begging him, "and kneeling said to him, 'If you will, you can make me clean.' Moved with pity," or another word for pity is compassion, "he," being Jesus, I want y'all to watch this, "stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, 'I will be.' Immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once. And he said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourselves to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for proof to them.' But when he went out and began to talk freely about it," because see, when God has done something for you, y'all heard the song, "when he set you free," when he set you free from a life of misery or disappointment and depression, you can't keep your mouth closed. This brother went out, and the Bible says, and he began to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to speak from this subject, you all, simply, a heart that's willing to serve. A heart that's willing to serve. When you look at the earthly ministry of Jesus, there's aspects of his ministry that we can discuss and talk about. But what I've discovered during my years of walking with the Lord and having dialogue with people, there's typically aspects of Jesus' ministry that are more highlighted than others. For example, when it comes to Jesus' teaching ministry, without fail, you have many books, plethora of books that have been written about his teaching ministry, because Jesus was a dynamic teacher. Can you say amen? Could nobody chop wood like Jesus. And when he did it, you all, he was so smooth when he did it. For example, the Bible tells us that on one occasion, Jesus was at the house of a Pharisee by the name of Simon. And the biblical text said that they were reclining at the house, and a woman came in from behind Jesus, and with the tears that came crashing down her face and with her hair, she washed his feet. And the Bible said that while this woman was doing this kind gesture, the Bible says that Simon and some of the religious leaders there said within themselves, if this man knew what manner of a woman this was, he would not let her touch him. And we know according to the scriptures, Jesus being God, knew all things. Therefore, he had not to commit himself to anybody because he knew the hearts and the thoughts of men. Jesus said, Simon, I have something that I want to say. And Simon said, Lord, say on. And Jesus took him to school. Look, many of the children and youth, they about to get ready to go back to school. But Jesus took that brother to school. Jesus said, listen, there was a man and two people owed a great amount of money. He said one of the person owed this sum of money, but the other person owed way more than the one. Jesus said, now tell me which one. He said, and the person forgave both of them of their debt, cleared their debt and wiped it out. Jesus said, now tell me, Simon, which of these two do you think is going to love the master more? Simon said, I suppose the one who owed more and who was forgiven. Jesus said, you have answered correctly. Then Jesus said, Simon, when I came to your house, you did not give me any oil for my head, because in biblical times, because of the heat and also because of common courtesy, when a person would enter into your home, one of the things that you would do is you would give them oil for their head, because it served as a way to soothe their scalp because it was really hot in that region of the land. Jesus said, you did not do that, but this woman, since she's been here, she's washed my feet with her tears. And then Jesus went on, and then Jesus said to him, he said, listen, her sins, though they are many, are forgiven because she loved much. And that's just one example of the dynamic teachings of Jesus. And then there's another aspect of Jesus' ministry that we flock to and that appeals to a lot of people, and that is of miracles. Can you say amen? And when you look all throughout scripture, you see the power and presence of God show up in Jesus. I'm being reminded of the woman of the issue of blood, that for 12 years, this woman was dealing with an issue that Emory could not help her with. Come on, somebody. Kennesaw State could not help her with. No medical facility could help this woman. This woman emptied out her savings account at Wells Fargo, at Chase Bank, at Bank of America. All her money was gone because she was trying to be healed. And the Bible says when she heard that Jesus was in town, the woman said to her within herself, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. And the woman made her way through the crowd, and she touched Jesus. And the Bible says immediately the issue that she was experiencing was dried up, and Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? Disciples looked and said, man, what's wrong with you, Jesus? Talking about someone who touched you. You see all these people out here. They said out here. Some of them may have been from St. Louis. They didn't say out here. They said out here. You see all these people out here. What do you mean who touched you? Jesus said, no, somebody touched me because I felt power leave from me. The reason Jesus said that is because it was the manner in which the woman touched him. She touched him in faith. See, if you want to get the Lord's attention, I dare you, I double dog dare you to touch him in faith and watch how God begins to move and dry up issues and situations in your life. That's just one of many miracles that you see in the scriptures. But for me, I believe that overlooked the aspect of Jesus to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus knew who he was, and he knew He was obligated, and he made himself under the authority of his father, and he was a servant first. See, if we miss this part, we're not going to understand Jesus' ministry. You have to begin and transform by the blood of the Lamb. Once that has happened, as the praise, then you're free. But watch this, you all, because here's where some of us mess up. Some of us think that God has set us free so we can do what we want. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. No, 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 no. Uh-uh. You're free from the power of sin. You're free from condemnation, for there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But the freedom that we have means that we have now obligated ourselves to God, our Father, to Jesus. We are servants of the Lord. That's the first thing that we have to understand when it comes to having a heart that's willing to serve, is that when you surrendered your life to God, you gave up your freedom. The song, "I Give Myself Away," my life is not my own. To you, I belong. I give myself away. When we understand that and operate from that premise, then we will have a proper biblical understanding of what it means to be a servant, and everything we do will flow out from that. In this passage of scripture, the Bible says there was a man who had leprosy, and this man came to Jesus, and he told Jesus, he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Now, what was this man saying? What was he asking Jesus? First and foremost, understand this. In biblical times, leprosy was an incurable infectious skin disease. And over in Leviticus, there were laws that God wrote that if a person was diagnosed with leprosy, that person was to be isolated from the rest of the community. That person had to shave off their head, they had to cover the bottom of their mouth, and they had to walk around saying, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." Could you imagine living that type of existence? They couldn't even go into the house of God. But this man, when he knew that the person who had the capability and the power to set him free was in close proximity, the Bible says that the man went to the master. How many of you in here right now have gone to the master? See, that's what we have to learn, you all. We have to learn as children of God, and even those who are, watch this, who are yet to become citizens in the kingdom of God. You have to learn how to do what the scripture says. Cast our burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Came to Jesus, and he said, "If you're willing, you can." He recognized the authority and the capability that Jesus had to change his circumstances. Now, here's what I love. The Bible says, Jesus moved with pity or compassion. See, if you're going to have a heart that's willing to serve, you first have to make sure that inReach has been performed and you've been transformed and you are a citizen in the kingdom of God. And secondly, you have to make sure that you operate with love and compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion because he understood better than anybody what this man had been going. The man is down on his knees. He's begging Jesus, "Lord, please help me." Do you know that you right now have people all around you who are crying out, "Lord, help me"? Some are vocalizing their cry. Some are concealing their cry. But it's up to us as servants of God through the power of the Holy Spirit and the anointing to be able to discern and know who these people are so that we can make ourselves available to serve them. Jesus did not tell this man, "Man, what you doing touching me?" Because according to the Mosaic law, if a person who had leprosy touched somebody who was a non-leper, you became ceremonially unclean. So for this man to come in the presence of Jesus, who was a rabbi and a teacher, to do that was a no-no. But this man was desperate. And I believe this man had heard some of the stories clearly that Jesus not like them Pharisees and those Sadducees. With him is grace. With him is mercy. With him is healing. The man said, Lord, if you are willing, I know you can heal me. Jesus said, or first he said, we move with pity. And he stretched out his hand and touched him. See, that's what I believe is missing today. In many instances, when it comes to ministry, we don't want to reach out and touch people. We don't want to reach out and touch them because they don't look like us. They don't smell like us. They don't think like us. They don't act like us. See, that's what I love about Jesus when you look at his ministry. It did not matter the person's gender, their race, their occupation. Whosoever will, let them come. Everybody who came to Jesus and every place he went, he made himself available to reach out and touch those who needed that special touch. You have people in your family who need you to reach out and touch them. You have people at your job who need you to reach out and touch them. You got people in the community where you live at that need you to reach out and touch them. You got people in the house of God that need you to reach out and take the time to touch them. See, Jesus' ministry was one that I like to say and classify. It was in HD. It was in high definition. Jesus went up on people. He was all up in their grill. Yes, I'm here. What's up? What you want? Blind Bartimaeus, what you want? What you want me to do for you, brother? Lord, I want to be able to see. All right, I just wanted you to know if you knew what you really need. Because see, sometimes we think we know what we need, but we really don't know what we need. Blind Bartimaeus said, Lord, I just want to be able to have my eyes, and I want to be able to see. This man said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand and he touched this man. And Jesus pronounced, he said, I will be clean. He had a heart that was willing to serve. Regardless of what the law said, grace and mercy stepped in and said, I got you. The man had faith. Because if he didn't have faith, he wouldn't have been there in the first place. See, some of you all, you have faith. But let me share something with you as you are seeking for God to move on your behalf. Sometimes a blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. Let me say that again. Sometimes a blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. Sometimes, as according to the biblical narrative, 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Please understand, we have an enemy. He's on the prowl. He's on the loose. And I don't know about you all, but the imagery of a lion on the prowl walking around, that is not a pleasant image to me. Let me tell you something. Don't let the Lion King fool you. A mumawada, sing a mumawada. No. I don't know about y'all, but I remember one time I went to the Atlanta Zoo. I had never experienced this before. And I was at the zoo with my wife and my kids, and I heard this noise. I said, what in the world is that? And you ever hear a noise that really frightens you and you trying to figure out where it's coming from so you can do the next thing, and that is run? But I didn't want to run in the wrong direction. I wanted to run for protection. And all of a sudden, I asked the gentleman there, we was in the part of the zoo where we were over with the birds. I said, sir, what is that noise? And he looked at me. He didn't say nothing, y'all. He looked at me and he pointed. And I looked down, and it was a male lion in a cage walking around, and it was roaring. Now, up until that time, I had never heard a lion roar except for when the little movie picture come on and they had a little thing around the lion. It don't sound like that. It sounds completely different, and it is terrifying. So when you talk about the devil, you all, he's on the prowl seeking whom he may devour. As you walk with the Lord, you're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations. You're going to have tests. God, see, some of you all right now are being tested. And God wants to see, are you going to keep your faith? Are you going to pass the test? Because I have this blessing right here for you. I'm willing to give you the blessing, but you got to pass the test. Keep holding on. Somebody in here needs to hear that. Keep holding on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. See, I'm telling you as one from experience who is 41 years old, who has walked with the Lord since I've been 17. And I'm going to tell you something, like many of you all, I done been through some things. And as late, I've gone through things that I never thought in my life that I would ever have to go through. And at times it caused me to say, oh Lord, why me? But then the Lord had to remind me, Kiwan, your life is not your own. When you signed up to serve me, you said, Lord, here I am. Use me. I'll go. And that's what I want all of you all to understand. God wants to use you. He wants to work through you. To touch your family. And to hear one in it, to touch the one would walk with me than merely to tell me the way. The eyes are better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. And the best of all preachers are those who live their creed. For to see good put into action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you will let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. Now, the lectures that you give may be wise and true, but I'd rather get my lectures by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. The sermons we see, when people look at you, when people look at me, they ought to see Jesus. They ought to see the love of Christ coming through us and flowing out of our hearts. One writer said, how can you call yourself a lover of God when you see your brother or sister in need and you have the world goods in your possession and you don't move to try to meet that need? How can you say that the love of God is in you? We have to have a heart that's willing to serve. And Jesus was always willing to serve. You all, I can't think of a greater example that he gave through all his ministry, but the last example that I believe that really sealed it is when the Bible says Jesus, knowing from whence he was and where he was going, got up, took a basin of water, got down on his knees, and began to wash the feet of his disciples. Got to Peter, and Peter said, oh, hold up, wait a minute, stop the press. That's the remix version. He said, hold, you ain't gonna touch my feet, Lord. Because Peter was like, this is the Son of God. You ain't about to get down here. These toe jams that I got, you can't touch these, brother. Jesus said real calmly, he said, Peter, if you don't allow me to do this, in layman's term, he said, you're not rolling with me, Peter. Peter said, oh, Lord, not my feet, but my head. My hair, wash me clean, Lord. And after he performed this humble act of gesture, he turned to the disciples and he said this. He said, do you understand what I have just done to you all? He said, if I, being your Lord, and you all call me that, can get down on my knees, as God in the flesh, and wash all 12 of y'all feet, you all ought to do the same thing to one another. My encouragement to all of us is let us have a heart that is willing to serve. Did not Martin Luther King Jr. say that everybody can be great? Because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verbs agree to serve. All you need is a heart that is generated in power with grace and filled with love. God wants us to infiltrate this world by making sure that we do what he commissioned us in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Go out into the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. May the peace and blessings of God be with you.